Vanguard Shop Fiber, my name is Phil. How can I help you?
I need to pay my bill. I may need to change something on my account too.
Oh, I could definitely help you with that. What's the last name on the account?
Van Dunk, VanDunk.
Justin?
Yeah.
Hi, Justin. All right. What's the service address we have?
120 O'Neill Street.
Fantastic. And what's the email address we have on file?
Yeah, that's the problem. Now, there, it seems like you have two different email addresses. One that I get all the like correspondence through, and that is the correct one. And then the other one that the like bill payment and online stuff is connected to, which is incorrect.
Okay.
And it's Rick, R-I-C-K, dot D-E-N-K-O at Gmail. But it seems like whoever signed it up initially forgot the dot.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so like I can't sign in and like pay the bill. I can't. This has been like an ongoing thing, but I still get emails from you guys.
No worries. Give me one moment. Let me see if I can't make a quick change to this. Okay, so we are going to go to your eCare real quick and see if I can't make that quick change. So you said it's rick.denko?
You got it, yeah.
All right, I have actually made that change in your eCare real quick for you, and let me update your email address on file real quick just to make sure we can get that up to date, because you're probably like, I need to pay!
Yeah.
All right, rick.denko, save. And we'll just change this one to rick.denko as well, just to make sure that it is all correct. Rick.denko at gmail.com. Let me save and exit out of that. All right. Go ahead and try logging in real quick for me to your eCare, seeing if that'll allow you to do so.
Okay, let's see. Through the home pass, right?
Not HomePass. So with HomePass, you'll actually have to contact Plume themselves in order to get that edited for you. We can't do that on our end. The only thing that'll allow us to do is help you reset your password.
Gotcha.
So, but that should at least take care of your eCare so that you'll be able to pay your bill.
Gotcha. All right. So I just go to Archdot for that.
Yes.
And the username is just the email address, yeah.
Yeah, I just changed the email address. I didn't switch anything around with the password.
I don't know if there will be a password because I technically never signed up, right? Yeah, I might have to make one.
Here, give me a sec. What I can do for you is, let me go in here. I'll just make you a temporary one. You'll be able to change it through the My Profile page as soon as you're
Excellent.
Ready. So
yeah,
it is
it.
Going to be the rick.denko with the password of winter with a capital W, capital AF, 24 exclamation.
Okay.
There you go. So your password has been updated for temporary use. It's going to be a quote unquote permanent one. You'll have to make the edit yourself, but you should be able to log in now. Let me know if you're able to do so.
No, Phil says no. Let's see, Rick. Let me make sure everything's correct.
rick.denko@gmail.com.
You got it.
All right. So go ahead and just try this. Go back a page and then click log in one more time.
Okay, gotcha.
Because sometimes if you're on the login page when a change is made to the account. It'll say, hey, I can't do this just yet.
Gotcha, yeah. Winter AF exclamation.
And it's capital WINTER, capital A, capital F, 24 exclamation.
A 24, okay.
Yeah.
That's 24 exclamation point. That makes all the difference. Here we go. Right. Okay, we're in. Yeah,
are we? All right. So the only thing you'll need to do now is just click, if you want to change that password to something a bit more permanent for yourself, just click on My Profile, and under the security options, it'll allow you to change your password there.
Gotcha.
And you should be able to make your payment at any time you'd like. You should be able to use our Paymentus system that we do have enabled. All you have to do is click Make a Payment and just enter how much you'd like to pay.
Perfect. Yeah, this is excellent.
All righty. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's it.
All right. I was glad I could actually help get you on the right path to making sure we can get those payments in on time. I understand not having internet service can be a pain, especially when it's just like, I have the money. Why won't it let me pay it?
Right.
All righty. But if there's nothing else today, thank you for calling us here at Arch Top Fiber for Justin. Yeah. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.